Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Productive Muslimah. Hi everyone. Happy Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. So, it's the 7th day of Ramadan. It's just like it's been a week and I think it's so fast. So, yeah, I do really enjoy the Ramadan and I think it's quite challenging to stay awake after the sahur. So today I would like to share with you 3 tips that you can do after you're doing sahur so that you can stay awake and be productive. What I'm gonna do this morning, what I did is I remember the Quran. So after sahur, I pray Fajr and then recite the Quran. And I think it's not only reciting but understanding the meaning of the Quran. I think it makes me awake, because when I just read that without translations, because I just speak Arabic just a little bit, so I think it's really important for me to read the translation. But once I remember the Quran, I'm not only recite them but also to understand the meaning of it. And the more I read that, it seems like the more I understand. So I think it makes my, it's like activate my brain. So that's one of the tips that also you can do. If you try to remember the Quran, it will help you to understand the meaning of it, and I think it it won't make you sleepy at all, and it will help you to stay awake in the morning. So in my country, the Azan of Fajr is at 5 a.m. and then I'm doing all the things until 6 a.m. So at 6 a.m. after I remember the Quran, it's also challenging for me, but I think it's really good that the Ramadan allows me to wake up in the morning and start to build my morning routine. So the second tips in here is to doing stretch. I think stretching is it's really helpful, I guess, because even though I already stay in the bed, but I'm thinking about I still want to stay awake, so maybe I close my eyes while stretching, and I think it makes me awake too. And just like I sit down and then doing another stretching, and then I standing up and then I'm doing another stretching. You know, stretching means that you pull your hands as far as you can, and then your feet and everything, so it's helpful. I'm not doing yoga this time, but doing just a simple stretching, I think it's quite helpful. And the last tips is I think it's doing your skincare routine in the morning. So I took a bath this morning and then I'm doing my skincare. I think I did that for about an hour, and it's a good time because you don't have anything to do and everyone is still sleeping and outside, and you have your own your time, like me time. And then I can do my skincare routine. I can massage my face, or I'm not doing mask in the morning. I doing that in night, at night. So because I think it's quite better. It's better to doing it at night because I can just focus on my face rather on focus on my social media. So I don't use my phone at all at night, and I'm trying to distract myself with a mask and skincare and something. But in the morning I'm doing another skincare that quite helpful, such as I'm applying the coconut oil and then I massage my face. And I think I can do it for like 15 minutes. And also I cut my nails, and then I can do it. I didn't do that this morning actually, but sometimes I do. So Yeah, I think the morning skincare is quite good on your face and also to keep you awake. And I think it's a very fun and a good time for you to use this Ramadan to build your morning routine. And yeah, I hope it can be helpful and you can try it. So I think that's all for today. Thank you for listening and see you in the next podcast. Bye.